From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Wounded troops often spend months in physical therapy to regain strength in their damaged bodies. NPR's John Hamilton reports that the military is now trying something similar for those with injured brains.
About a year ago, during a firefight in Afghanistan, Fred Simpson was knocked unconscious by the explosion of a rocket-propelled grenade. He was also struck by a bullet that shattered his left shin bone. Over the next few months, doctors at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington rebuilt his leg. But Simpson says there wasn't any operation to fix what the explosion had done to his brain.
Yeah, I would get confused. I had real poor short-term memory. Real poor long-term memory, for that matter. I had trouble staying focused. Like, I would be talking to somebody, say I'm talking to you, and then I would just kind of drift off.
He would also forget where he was going or whether he'd turned off a burner on the stove. So Simpson started visiting the Brain Fitness Center at Walter Reed. It's not much to look at, a small interior room with half a dozen computers. They run programs that look and sound a bit like video games.
It's time to play Keep Your Eyes Open. I'm going to show you a scene from a movie. Watch carefully and try to remember as many details as you can.
For people like Fred Simpson, these games can be as grueling as any physical workout.
I don't like coming in. But I do because, I know it's this, it works. It's beneficial for me.
Simpson does 4 15-minute sessions a day. He says even that can cause headaches and frustration.
Some days you just want to crush the mouse because you just can't get it. You know, it's all in the tip of your mind, but it just won't come. And then sometimes your mind has a breakthrough and you can, really kind of skate through all the exercises.
It's all a lot like physical rehabilitation. Katie Sullivan directs the Brain Fitness Center. She says the idea is to work your brain to the limit.
Just like going to a gym, you could stay here for 30 minutes and not really get a great workout. But sometimes if you push yourself to that threshold that's ideal and optimal for training, you're going to see more benefit.
Sullivan says some of the computer programs are the same ones sold to consumers trying to sharpen their memory or thinking. Others are more ambitious efforts from companies studying how best to strengthen an injured brain. Sullivan says the people using them often tell her about changes for the better.
I feel more confident going out and doing things. I feel a little bit more like myself. I'm thinking maybe a little quicker. I feel a little sharper. All the way to I'm more social now, or my marriage seems a little better.
Sullivan says computer-based training is appealing because soldiers can do it anywhere they have a computer and a connection to the internet. But scientists caution that brain training remains experimental.
These training programs are a work in progress.
Mike Merzenek is a professor emeritus neuroscientist at UC San Francisco. He's also a co-founder of Posit Science, a company that makes one of the brain training programs used at Walter Reed. Merzenek says he's confident that brain training, like physical training, is doing something.
Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to be in the tip-top shape they were in before they went over to Afghanistan, let's say. But most of these people can be substantially better, and the critical thing is that we drive them as far in a corrective or normal word direction as we can, even when a complete correction is not possible.
Merzenek says the effectiveness of most brain training programs hasn't been tested scientifically on normal brains, let alone injured ones. But there are studies underway at Walter Reed and other institutions. Merzenek says the goal is to find out how much difference a particular program makes and how it compares with other programs.
You don't just evaluate whether or not they improve at the specific tasks that you're training them on. Of course they improve at those. The question is whether they improve in their general abilities that reflect their capacities, their operational abilities, in everyday life. Because if you don't improve that, you've done nothing useful.
Fred Simpson says brain training has been useful for him. His memory and ability to focus have improved enough that he can now travel on his own without worrying about getting lost. And Simpson says he plans to keep training so he'll be able to attend nursing school. John Hamilton, NPR News.